This is episode one of the Awards Insider podcast. Thanks to TAFE New South Wales, Australia's leading provider of vocational education and training, for sponsoring our show. Today, we're talking with Matt Sims from Simmark.
Welcome to Awards Insider, the podcast for business owners who don't just want to win an award, they want to craft a killer entry that captivates the hearts and minds of judges. Learn from experts who have won, judged, and worked with awards programs all over the country. We are your insider hosts, Chance Hanlon and Miranda Packer.
G'day, it's Chance Hanlon here. Welcome to episode one of Awards Insider. Today is our very first episode. And today we're talking to Matt Sims. Matt is the General Manager of Simmark, a multi-service contracting company offering electrical, air conditioning, solar security, battery installation, and everything in between. Simmark has had several successes in the Shoalhaven Business Awards, and last year they took out a very competitive Excellence in Small Business Award. When Matt's not busy running Simmark, he's more than likely in the gym, and he makes a mean long black, or smoking up a storm in his Texas smoker. We're delighted to have him as one of our award ambassadors. And this year, we welcome him as our very first guest on the show. Matt, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. I think it's a great opportunity to be here and talk about the awards.
Excellent.
Pretty excited about it.
And also with us, we've got Miranda Packer. Miranda is the manager or the organiser of the Shoalhaven Business Awards in 2017.
Thanks, Chance. And thanks also for helping to bring this podcast to life. It's awesome having access to the HEV studio to be able to produce a really professional podcast. So thanks again.
Our pleasure.
Okay. Now, Matt, I'm curious. Texas smoking. That's something that my husband and I are into, and there are not many people around, although it is a bit of a growing fad. How did you get into it?
I got into smoking, I think it was actually from podcasts. I think I started listening to podcasts and a lot of the Americans were getting into it.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, oh, what's the... Because I'm used to batching my cooking. I like to cook once per week. So I thought, oh, how best can I do this even better? And then I found out you can buy this Texas smoker, which Barbecue's Glory in South Narrow had, and I just put it together. It's the best thing I've ever done.
That is such an awesome idea, because batching is something that I've been looking at getting into, and with a husband in the Navy who will be gone for 9 months as of later this year, I need to start thinking about how I can batch cooking. I'm yet to learn how to actually use the smoker. That's his domain, so it sounds like I might need to learn so that I can have some really great batch-cooked, smoked food ready for 9 months.
Yeah, the best thing I can say, the best thing is get one of those chimney starters. Because I didn't know that you could get those, so I was trying to start the coals just flat. Wouldn't work.
I have no idea what that is, but I'll be sure to talk to him about it and learn a bit more.
Is that like a little Lucifer or something like that you put in under the coals?
It's a big chimney thing.
All right.
And you stack it full of coals, and you put the fire starters underneath it, and the natural flow of the air through the chimney starts the coals, and within 20 minutes they're hot, and you put them in, and they won't go out.
Wow.
20 minutes, I'm pretty sure that ours is not ready that fast. So I think we need to talk a little bit more about
check
this
the, what
the
do they
show.
Say usually on podcasts? Check the links at the end of the episode.
Notes, yeah.
Check the show notes. That's it.
If anyone is interested in learning more about Texas smoking, maybe we'll get some notes
we'll
from
put some
Matt
notes
and
down.
Into the show notes. Cool. All right, Matt.
Let's get into some serious stuff, Miranda. let's ask the hard questions of Matt.
Yeah, let's start off with something maybe not quite so hard. So, Matt, just curious, I'm wondering whether working for Simmark is something that you always dreamed about as a young boy, or if not, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I always wanted to become an air conditioning salesman. I think, no, I really didn't. I wish I could say that. I think Mum and Dad would be super pleased if I could say that, but no, unfortunately not. I was a typical child with typical aspirations of becoming a vet. I think every child goes through a point in their lives where they think they want to bring horses back to, back to life, I guess, helping the animals and cats and the dogs, but I found out how much you have to study for that and probably didn't get the grades, so I thought against it. So now here I am selling air conditioners. It's great.
Actually, I thought you were going to say Conan the Barbarian or something like that, something that goes with your gym and everything else. So anyway, I got that wrong. Far from it. So cool. All right, we're going to ask you a couple of questions today, mates. And,
no problem.
I'm looking forward to finding out more about you and Simmark. So our first question is, when did Simmark start entering the awards?
We started, I might be speaking out of school here, but I think we started applying for the awards last year. So we went for a major award last year the first time. We were lucky we came out with customer service on that particular award, which was awesome. We didn't expect anything from it. Mm-hmm. And then it was last year, so sorry, that was 2 years ago. Last year was the year that we went for the big one and we took it out. So we've only been doing it for about 2 years. We just didn't think the business was at a point to which we could really sell it to others and sort of say that we're worthy of an award such as those.
That's really interesting that you say that, Matt, because something that I sort of say to a lot of businesses who are thinking about entering is that if you don't think you're ready, now is probably the perfect time to start entering, because if you feel like you're ready, then there's probably more pressure on yourselves to try and put in an award that's going to win. And of course everyone wants to win, but entering the awards is about so much more than winning, and just going through the process of understanding what actually goes into a submission is a really great learning process. And then if you win that first time that you enter, that's great, but if you don't, then there's so many lessons that you can learn and apply to enter the following year.
Yeah, just further on that, the biggest thing that we found by entering in the awards, what it did was it made us articulate the vision of our business. And I guess in a lot of cases, that's what customers are after. They'll choose you over anybody else if your vision is articulate, if you can package it up to them and sell it to them. And I think last year or the year before was probably the first year I came back into the business. I was able to give Dad the ability to really focus on driving the operation side of the business. I was able to focus on the sales side, and we were able to really encapsulate what Sidmark was about, and hence being able to talk about it. I guess.
And Matt, you are. You're a great talker, and you talk your business up really well. And for a young guy that's under 30, you're doing a terrific job, so well done to you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Sometimes I talk too much, so just crack the whip.
Tell me, we sort of have touched on it, but why do you think it's important for a business to enter the awards? Like, we talked about a health check and all those sorts of things, but you personally, what do you think you get out of it as a business?
As a business, what do we get out of it? I think it's a little bit of... It's a little bit generates camaraderie in the team. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you've got a team of people that's really keen on doing the awards. So, I mean, our technicians team wasn't overly involved in it, but they knew it was sort of happening. And just by having that, everybody getting behind a common vision, it sort of creates a camaraderie that people are searching for in a business. Mm. So even if you don't win, I guess that whole process of getting things together, everybody articulating the same vision, the same ideals, you know, it sort of gets the morale up to a point where that's where your business should be all the time.
Yep.
It's hard to do, but I think the awards is a way to sort of force yourself or ingrain a sort of passageway into improving that overall morale, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting that you sort of reference it as having a form of camaraderie. I often make references to the Oscars in my planning for the awards, and people like to give me a hard time for that. We're not exactly the Oscars, but why would we not want to aspire to be the best awards program in the world? But we've all seen examples where a film has won an award and the people behind the film were just not expecting it. And you see a whole team get up on stage and there might be 30 odd people, and you can just see what's going on in their hearts and their minds, and they're all just so excited to be part of something big. And it's great to see that it's not just the producers or the directors who get up on stage to accept the award. It's a whole team of people who actually contributed to the success of that film.
100% agree. And I guess it gives the business the ability to, you know, take the time and articulate their vision. And I don't think a lot of business owners, a lot of managers don't take that time. And I think it's super important as well. And I guess the awards just forces you to do that, because otherwise you can't really articulate the reasons why you want an award.
I think what's important, guys, is that any business that actually does enter the awards, you mightn't be a winner the first time, but you'll actually learn a lot out of the first application you do and the interviews you'll go through in that process, and then the years after that, it will come. It will come, because it's the best health check you'll ever get. So
yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
Matt, can you think of any opportunities for improvement that you've discovered as a result of applying for the awards or going through the interview process or getting feedback from judges?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, after the first year that we applied for I think it was three or four categories. And I think one of them was employer of choice, customer service, and I think the other one was values, something regarding values. And the biggest one that we sort of saw some holes in our sort of business model was the employees. I think at that point we were going through a bit of a shift. The business hadn't sold yet, but since that point we've sold, and we've really sort of, not that disregarding anything that we've done in the past, but we're able to really focus on it. So since then, we do profit sharing sort of incentives for our employees. We really try to drive that. We really try to drive that into the vision, as we were just discussing before. So that was probably the biggest thing. But I mean, winning business excellence last year, it's pretty hard to sort of poke holes in it. I mean, I can't really remember anything from the interviews as such, but obviously we're always improving, always iterating. That's just how we roll.
Mm. And do you think it helps you give you an edge over your competitors when you've been recognised as winning an award that's as coveted, I guess, as excellence in small business?
It does indirectly. I think a lot of people tend to think that because of the awards that it does happen because of the awards, but that we need to use it as armoury. We don't. I think just by being present at the awards, just by winning an award, it's meant that people automatically know who we are, that we're top players in the field that we do. So it's more, oh yeah, Simmark, tell us about it. We know that you've won these awards, but tell us about it. It's all automatically giving us that foot in the door, whereas a lot of business probably wouldn't have that.
Mm. So it's more about adding another channel to your brand strategy, just getting your brand out there and seen by more and more people in the community and seeing you actually participate in community events?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, the calibre of I call them athletes, I guess business owners at the awards is fairly high. So, I mean, if we can get a jersey in amongst these people, it just means that we're already something that people want to consider as somebody that they want to deal with. And I think it's super important. And if you haven't really gone into this whole process of the business awards, it's something definitely to aspire to or even worthwhile doing immediately, for sure.
Mm. Matt, tell me, what's your number one tip for business owners planning to enter the business awards this year?
I keep saying it, but get your vision together. I read a guy recommended a book to me called The E-Myth, which was recommended to me as soon as I came back from the mines. I'd worked in the mines for 12 months as an electrical engineer, and I read this book, and it really sort of hit home to me. You have to get your vision together, get your product together. So a business is a product. You need to be able to sell it. If you're just busy doing, you're not going to win the awards, and your business isn't going to improve or grow. Mm. So what it did was it forced you to create this vision, and forced you to create this package that you want to sell to the whole of the Shoalhaven, the whole of the Illawarra, or wherever it is, wherever the awards are. And that's by far the biggest thing I could recommend to anybody. Mm. Sit down and really think, what does your business mean? What does your business mean?
Sorry.
No, after you, Marina.
Yeah, I love that, because your vision is really about why you do what you do. And, you know, one of my favourite podcasts to listen to is Simon Sinek, and Simon is very well known for talking about what your why is, that people don't buy what you do or how you do it, they buy why you do it. Mm. And if you can very clearly articulate why you do what you do and make that clear through your messaging, then that's going to make your product much more appealing to your customer.
Oh, 100% agree, 100% agree. So if they understand what Simmark is, they understand what your business is, they understand what you're about, if you're on the front line selling, which is what I do, they automatically know what the vision is just by the passion that you're putting into what you're doing.
I was going to say, the brand Simmark now, and it's not just here on the South Coast, it's also on the Highlands.
Yep.
The brand itself, do you think now with the business awards, you've been there 2-3 years now, the events that you go to through the local business chamber, and the dinners and so it goes on, do you think all that has now actually helped you? It's brought you a lot of business?
Or? Yeah, 100%. So it's just becoming, I guess, sales in our business isn't about just the high volume sort of stuff that you get in a lot of products. Mm. It's about relationships. And I guess if you can really strike relationships with people, somewhat become friends, but obviously staying professional, it means that it sort of creates a moat, creates an imaginary moat around your business. Mm. And so if your face is frequently shown at, you know, the business chamber, at the business awards, and you eventually take an award, it means that your moat's just becoming greater and greater. People don't want to deal with anybody else. They trust you. And that's ultimately what it's doing.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Look, I think that's really true. I'm relatively new to the region. I moved here 4 years ago, and I hadn't heard of Simmark until I was working with the Business Awards. And, you know, I've had nothing but, you know, really positive, enjoyable dealings with Simmark. And as someone in my social circle who's known as knowing businesses in the area because of my work with the Business Chamber, I often have people asking me questions about which business should I go to for this, which business should I go to for that. And I'd say there's probably been about 3 scenarios where I've referred people to Simmark.
That's unreal. I appreciate that. That's great. It helps doing a lot of things. It means that our funnel is just so much wider, so we can sort of help people. But mind you, it's a lot harder to manage. So I mean, being the general manager, I've got to know everything about everything about everything. Becomes difficult, but I mean, if you can grasp hold of that and keep running with it, then the work is endless, so to speak.
Absolutely. So amidst knowing you're everything about everything about everything, just how do you find time to work with your smoker and make your mean coffees?
I get up super early. I like to get up super early. And on the weekends, it's no different. But it just means I can start playtime a little bit earlier, which is good. So, but I mean, it's all about just shedding everything else in your life and really focusing on what matters most. I guess your family, for sure. And then obviously all those other things, such as your health and training and smoking. Smoking is definitely a priority.
And let's just be clear that when we say smoking, we are talking about our Texas smoker.
Yeah, our Texas smoker of a brisket. Yeah,
exactly right.
All right, Matt, just to wrap up the show, something we're going to ask all of our guests is, what's your favourite podcast?
My favourite podcast is the 4-Hour Blog. The 4-Hour Blog by Tim Ferriss. And he wrote a book. Dad gave me a book when I was 18 because he said, you need to work smarter, not harder. I said, okay. No problem. And he goes, here's this book. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week. So I take it with a grain of salt. I would. But what it did was basically change my whole mentality about how to think. And this guy released a blog. So he's talking to some pretty prolific sort of people such as Tony Robbins and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these people that have excelled in their particular array of business or whatever it is. So I'm hoping to one day get on that blog for Simark. That'd be great.
Good aspiration, great blog, great podcast, and great book. So if anyone's interested in figuring out how they can listen to that podcast or get that book, we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent. Well, there you go. First podcast here with Matt Sims. Matt Sims, thanks for your time today.
Oh, no worries.
Our first crash dummy for our podcast. Miranda, well done. Great job.
Thanks,
and we look forward to episode 2.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Matt.
Great.
And good luck.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to our first Awards Insider podcast. And thanks to TAFE New South Wales, Australia's leading provider of vocational education and training, for sponsoring our show. It was great to hear from Matt Sims about creating vision within your company. If you want more hot tips like that, then make sure you tune in to our next podcast, where we'll be talking to Pete Russell from Integrity Real Estate about how he grew his business from entering the Shoalhaven Business Awards.
This podcast is brought to you by the HEV Studios.